Let's pick up from Samach above and base the bottom, because based on the Pesukim, it continues from that. The Gemara, this is the first wide line down. Eshchein Tamid Pesach, the Dachi Shabbos, the Dachi Tumah Minalot. We already found the source that Pesach and Tamid, from the words Ma'ada, the Gzeir Shavah, that they're going to be Dachi Shabbos. How do we know they're going to be Dachi Tumah as well? So Amri, Kihecha, the Yalav Pesach, Mi Tamid, Linen Shabbos, Hachanami, Yalav Tamid, Mi Pesach, Linen Tumah. Just like we learned Pesach from Tamid, that they're both Dachi Shabbos, here we learn the opposite, that we learn Tamid from Pesach, that they're both going to be Dachi Tumah. How do we know Pesach Gufa Minalot? How do we know Pesach itself is Dachi Tumah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Ish Ish Kia Tamid LeNefesh, Ish Nidcha LePesach Sheni, Ein Tzibur Nidcha LePesach Sheni, El Abdi B'Tumah. The pasuk says only Ish Ish, only individuals are pushed off to Pesach Sheni because of Tumah, but a Tzibur is not Nidcha LePesach Sheni. A Tzibur, in fact, does the Pesach on Pesach Sheni, on Pesach Rishon, even though they're B'Tumah. So this is the source according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Amar B'Lei Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, Ema Ish Nidchal Pesach Sheni, Tzibur less late to Kanta, Lo Pesach, Lishim, Lo Pesach Sheni. Maybe the dig should be as follows. The only Pesach, only Ish, an individual, has the option of being Doch all the way to Pesach Sheni. But Tzibur has no option. Tzibur cannot do it on Pesach Rishon, and they can't do it on Pesach Sheni. How do you know you can make such a dig? So for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish has a different source. The second source, Se'el Amar Rabbi Shimon Belokish Mehacha, Vayishalchu Min Amachna, Kol Tzaruva, Kol Zava, Kol Tamil, Nefesh, the Pasuk says. So it says that someone who's Tamei Nefesh, which means Tumas Meis, someone who's Tzaruah, someone who's a Zav, all those individuals should be pushed off, sent out of the Machanos. So the Gemara says, Yomar Tamei Meisim, Val Yomar Zavim Nimutzaram. The Pasuk should simply say that Tamei Meis is pushed off, and no need to say a Zav and Mitzorah is going to be sent out of the Machanos as well. Why? Vani Yomar, I would have concluded as follows. Im Tamei Meisim Shalchan, if a Tamei Meis gets sent out of the Machanos, certainly Zavin and Mutzorah and Lokoshkin, certainly if people are Zav and Mutzorah, certainly they should be sent out as well, because these are more Machmir than that of Thomas Meis. So why does it then say Zav and Mutzorah in the Pasuk if it was not necessary? El Yeshla Chashash, Zavin and Mutzorah and Mishtalchin, Vein Tamei Meisim Mishtalchin. There must be a time, why did it mention Zav and Mutzorah? To say that Zav and Mutzorah are going to be sent out in the times when Tumah Meis will not be sent away. And when is that case? Ve'ezezeh Pesach haba b'tumah. When the Pesach brought b'tumah, the Tumas Meis are able to bring the Pesach Rishon, but the Zav and Mitzorah may not, and they're sent away. So that's the source of Reish Lakish. So Abaye attacks Reish Lakish as follows. Amar Abaye, Yi hachi, if that's the case, Lema nami yomar, so you say the following. Yomar Zav, the Pasuk should simply say Zav v'tumah Meisim, Ve'al Yomar Mitzorah. No, don't say Mitzorah. Va'ani Omer, I would have made the following conclusion. Zav Mishaleach Mitzorah L'Kol Shekein, V'Zav gets sent out. Is it not obvious that a Mitzorah should also be sent out? Because a Mitzorah is more Machmer than a Zav. The Gemara is going to tell us why later on. So why is it say Mitzorah Dafka? El Yesh L'Chasha Shemitzorahin Mishalchin Ve'in Zavin V'Tumei Meisim Mishalchin. There must be a time where the Mitzorah gets sent away, but the Zav and Tumei Meis doesn't get sent away. Because again, why is the Pasuk saying Mitzorah? You could have learned Mitzorah from a Kal V'Chomer from Zav. Why did you mention it? It must be a time where Mitzorah gets sent out. When's this case? Ve'ezezeh Pesach haba b'tumah. So maybe you could make the following conclusion. That Pesach should, when Pesach comes b'tumah, and then what's going to happen when Pesach comes b'tumah? That the that Tumas Meis and the Zav could perform the sorry, they get sent away. That Pesach. Let's say that again, sorry. All right, what when's the case? That you would conclude that only a Mitzorah gets sent out for the Karban Pesach, but the Karban Pesach itself can be done, whether it's Tumas Meis or Zav. That's why the Pasuk would say
that's
those
why,
two.
That's what it includes, because you need two limudim.
You need two...
You mean you need two... Right.
It
comes to teach you something.
Exactly. The fact that it must be... Why is it mentioned Mitzorah? It's unnecessary to mention Mitzorah. It must be a time where Mitzorah gets sent out, where Tumas Meis and Zav do not get sent out. What's right. The case? The example must be Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach can be done when it's Tumas Meis and also when it's a Zav. That's the Gemara would conclude.
Right.
But that's wrong. That's not the correct thing. Only Tumas Meis gets to perform it. So the Gemara says, maybe V'chitei Mahachanami, maybe yes. Einachanami, maybe right. A Zav and Tumas Meis can be performed the Karban Pesach when they're in Tumah. But Hatanam, that's not true because the Mishnah tells us, Pesach above a Tumah, lo yochlu mimenu zavim v'zavos nidos v'yoldos. V'machlan putur. And the Mishnah clearly says that if a Pesach comes with tumah, you can't eat it whether it's a zav, whether it's zavos, whether it's neither any of these tumas other than tumas meis, you cannot eat it. So therefore, this diik that Reish Lakish makes can't be correct because he would have concluded something different, which was completely incorrect according to the halacha. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan must be the right source. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish had a very good kasha. This will be very confusing in a moment, but the kasha was, again, it says, ish nidche, only an individual gets sent back to Pesach Sheni. But a tzibur does not get sent back to Pesach Sheni. A tzibur can either be Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So I can't do either one.
Right.
So how does Rabbi Yochanan learn this drasha that Tzibur does is able to perform Pesach Rishon? So that's the kasha. So the Gemara says as follows: Ela Amar Abaye Liolam Mikra Kama. It's really, really learned out from the first pasuk brought by Rabbi Yochanan. Imkain, if that's the case,
which is the first pasuk?
First pasuk of Ish Nidche V'Ein Tzibur Nidche.
Right.
And Reish Lakish asks, no, Ein Tzibur, maybe less like Takanta, maybe Tzibur should never do it. So it says, and your kasha Imkain, according to your kasha. According to what you asked, Reish Lakish, Imkain Nichto Rachman Ish Ki Yatameh, the pasuk should have just said a person when he's Tameh can't perform the Karban Pesach. Le Nefesh Lamli. Why does it say Nefesh? We have to understand this gets a little confusing now. So the word Tumah means any Tumah. Tameh Nefesh means Dafka Tumas Meis. So when the pasuk says Tameh Nefesh, it says only Tumas Nefesh to the exclusion of other Tumas, to exclude Zav, to exclude Mitzora. So when you exclude Zav and Mitzora, it must be something more Machmer. Okay, so now we have to understand for a moment what this is talking about. So...
but you're talking about, in general, or about the Pasuk that we said before, I don't understand.
And this Pasuk,
in general. Nefesh.
Right, so the Pasuk... according to Reish Lakish's questioner of Yochanan, the pasuk should have said that if it, the conclusion is that Tzibur, it doesn't do it in Pesach Rishon, it doesn't do it in Pesach Sheni, the pasuk should have said ish ki yet tame. Period. L'nefesh lamali. Why does the word say l'nefesh? So it's very confusing. Let's look at Rashi. Let's take Rashi slowly. El liolam mikra makama. Uchedidakinan ish nitcha vein Tzibur nidachin. So that's a diik. That's what we wanted to learn. But what you asked, Reish Lakish, aim at Tzibur klalo, maybe the Tzibur should never bring the Karban Pesach. Im kain, according to this, the diyuka dimatinan Tzibur mehaidina, l'chomer matinan. If that's the case, that when you're concluding the Tzibur, according to Reish Lakish, it's a chumra. That what it says, it talks about the ish, and what do you infer to, what do you infer from that to a Tzibur? Reish Lakish said you're inferring a chumra, that you should, Tzibur should never bring it at all. So then, so l'may hilchasa kasa l'nefesh, so why then does a pasuk have to go on to say l'nefesh, which seems to imply l'mute zavon mitzaron? What's the chiddush there? L'chtov tumas stam, it should just say tuma, d'nishma d'bechol tumas yachid nidche l'sheini v'tzibur less l'itakanta. That implies that all two people, all yachidim who are tamei, perform it, or get pushed off to sheini, but the tzibur never has a takana, can never do anything. Because the word l'nefesh def has to come to exclude a zav mitzora to say they're more machmir. So now, if we're saying as follows, v'i l'gavi tzibur lo machmir alayu l'meimar debetumas mesu. So now it's getting confusing. Debetumas mesu ein dein tzibur nidchin el oschem pischein betuma. So this Rash is very confusing. Let's try to think about this outside for a moment. I was seeing this morning, trying to figure out. I was taking like a long time trying to work through it, and I got stuck on it again. Let's say this again.
Is it saying that the? I'm sorry.
No.
Is it saying that? What it could say is that you learn the zavin and mitzrayim from the Mishnah, or you cannot learn from them.
And I think it says zav mitzrayim from Mishnah, but it's the way the pasuk. That's if the ish tell me lefesh. I'm losing focus right now. I'm sorry. that if the Tzibur has no takana, Tzibur can the conclusion that Tzibur can never do a Pesach Rishon, can't do Pesach Sheni. I sat so long this morning trying to get this straight. This was so confusing, this pasuk. You guys use Masifta here also. I thought I had it this morning. Let's try this Rashi again, because I seem to catch him. Okay, so I think what's going on as follows. This pasuk is talking about the Yachid, and the Yachid whose Tame gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, it says specifically Tumas Nefesh, which means Tumas Meis. So Tumas Meis gets pushed off, but it makes a diak to something about a different type of Tumah. Only Tumas Meis has a halacha that an individual whose Tumas Meis on Pesach Rishon gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni.
Right.
Now, what's the implication to another type of Tumah? To a Zav, a Mitzor, what's the implication about their halacha? So either we can make an implication in regards to the individuals, or we can make an implication about the Tzibur. So I'm going to speak it out of the Gemara, then we'll read it inside. If it's about the individual, so let's say the halacha is as follows, that Tumas Meis gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but you're going to tell me maybe a Zav Mitzor will not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That can't be true, because we're about to bring a Mishnah that a Mitzora and a Zav may
right.
bring the Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's what you're referring to. May,
right.
They can't bring
what
the Pesach Sheni.
Okay. Right.
So it must be there's a Diyik for the Tzibur level.
Right.
So if we're going to say, according to Reish Lakish, that on the Tzibur level, they can never bring the Karban Pesach, both on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so there's no Diyik, you can't make any Diyik to the other type of Tumah, to Zav Mitzora. Because
right.
if a Tumah's Mace, but Tzibur never brings the Pesach, what's you excluding from a Mitzora Zav? They also won't be able to bring the Pesach, because they're going to be more Machmir than Tumah's Mace. So it must be that it has to be true that the Tzibur can bring the Karban Pesach at some point. When can they bring it? So based on the Pasuk, only an Ish gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but Tzibur doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They have to bring it. When do they bring it? Pesach Rishon. Ah, so when the Tzibur brings it, when they're Tumas Meis, the Tzibur brings the Pesach Rishon, you must infer from that a Zav Mitzora may never bring it. They may never bring it. And that's why it says L'tamei Nefesh, based on a very confusing thing. We learn from this Pasuk, it must be true that the Tzibur may bring it. They do are able to bring it on Pesach Rishon. So let's read that inside.
Didn't we say it yesterday?
Sorry?
Didn't we say it yesterday?
No, we said
it's most relief, the most of Tzibur is Tameh. Still, they don't push off.
No, we did. But Reish Lakish had a question in reading the Pasuk. How do you make such a conclusion? The Pasuk says that Ish gets pushed off, but the Tzibur doesn't get pushed off. But what does the Tzibur do? Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, well, the Tzibur has to bring in a Pesach Rishon. What else? Reish Lakish says, no, maybe the Tzibur doesn't bring it in at all. Maybe only Yochanan gets pushed off, but Tzibur doesn't do it at all. So he says, no, it has to be that the Tzibur does bring it in the Karban Pesach Rishon, because otherwise there's no need to say the Tumas Nefesh. There's no conclusion you can make regarding the other types of Tumas.
What's
the
halacha?
The halacha is that a Pesach Rishon, a Tzibur can perform.
Yeah, if the Rav Tzibur is tummy, you can do
it. Let's read this inside. We'll read through it quickly now. It says the Gemara again, Ela Amar Abayi Li'ola Mikra Kama. It's really learned out from the first pasuk. Wim Kei Nichtav Lachman Ish Ish Ki Yetame. L'nefesh Lamli. What's the conclusion you're going to make about L'nefesh? L'nefesh seems to be unnecessary. V'chi Tema Hai L'nefesh. Maybe the word L'nefesh comes to teach me. L'hachi Hudasa. Hatame Meis Hu Dinitchel Pesach Sheni. Only an individual who's Tumas Meis gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Aval Shar Timeim Lo. But other Tumas do not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They can never perform it if you're a Zav or a Mitzora. V'ha Tana, doesn't the Braisa teach us, Yachol lo Yehu Osim Pesach Sheni, Ela Tmei Mesim, V'shar Yabadech V'choka. One may think that only someone who's Tumas Meis, or someone who's Derech V'choka, only those individuals will get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ela But Zavin and Mitzara and Bali Nidos Minayin, how do I know other types of Tumas? Those will also be able to perform Pesach Sheni. Tam Lomar Ish Ish Lenefesh. So Ish Ish. So Lenefesh Dechaso Ish Ish. That any type of Tumah can perform it on Pesach Sheni. So why is the word, what's Lenefesh Dechaso Rachman Alamli? So what's Lenefesh coming to teach me? We just proved that Lenefesh can't teach us anything on the Yachid level. It can't teach anything on the singular level because every individual who is Tameh may perform the Pesach Sheni. So it must be teaching me something on the Tzibor level. Elahochi kamar ish nitchal pesach sheni vein tzibor nitchal pesach sheni. Tzibor does not get pushed off el avdei betuma. They can perform while they're in tuma, like Rabbi Yochanan says. V'chi avdei tzibor betuma betamei meis. But when is the tzibor able to perform it betuma pesach rishon? That's when the tuma is nefesh, when they have tumas meis. Aval shar tumas lo avdei. But when any other type of tuma, zov, mitzora, balinidas, all those may not perform it on Pesach Rishon. So therefore, we rehabilitated the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan's source is the correct source as to why we know Tzibor can be Docha.
So a Yachid is a choice if he wants to join a group or to do it individually and to be Docha Pesach Sheni.
Now the Tzibor is defined by the entire Klai, so if most people are Tameh, then you could bring it to Tumah.
And there's no Pesach Sheni, unless right. You're a Zav or Mitzora or
the Gemara has discussed those. What's the status of those?
No, but even if you zavu mitzora, you include in the tzibur. Even if you don't, you can bring the pesach.
No, because we just learned that only tmei nefesh.
Only tumat.
That's it, because it says ish ki tamei lenefesh. So the limud of nefesh is because it's only right.
But I think once rov tzibur is tumah lenefesh, then I think any
even,
other...
Even a Zav can also?
I think it might be...
Because this Gemara is clearly saying no. If Rav the Tzibur right. is Tameh B'Metzor, yeah.
Right. I think the Gemara discusses other types of Tumas can piggyback off after Rav Tzibur. Right. I think it's a discussion.
But the question is the Yachid has the options to decide if he wants to go with the Tzibur and then to do Pesach Rishon, or he will be as an individual Korban, and it will be Duchet to Pesach Sheni.
He does not have that choice.
So, what do you mean by ish ish ki itma?
No, if let's say Rov Tzibor is Tahor, okay. And an individual is Tameh, that individual gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But if Rov Tzibor is Tameh, so then the Yachid has to bring it in the beginning as well, and Pesach Rishon like everybody else.
So he doesn't have the choice.
Doesn't have the choice. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to discuss something a little bit different, but slightly related. Halfway down, Samach Zayin Amun Aleph. Amar Reb Chizda, Mitzora Shenichnas Lifnim Michitaso Pater. A Mitzora who enters the Lifnim, the walls where he's not allowed to go, is Pater from Malkos. And Rashi tells us, Pater, it's around 15 narrow lines up in Rashi, actually it's going higher up, Lifnim Michitaso. Michita Shenesar Likanes Bo. The walls that is forbidden for the Mitzora to enter in. The Hainu Lifnim Michomos Kol Arei Yisrael. He cannot enter any city in Eretz Yisrael. Kidamar lekaman mitzora mishaleh chutz lemachane Yisrael. The halacha is that mitzora is sent out of all the machanos. There were three machanos. There is machane Shechina, machane Mikdash, there is machane Leviya, and there is machane Yisrael. The mitzora had to be sent out all three machanos. And Rashi's mechadish here that what's included in machane Yisrael, kol or Yisrael, every city of Eretz Yisrael.
From Yeshua ben Nun.
I'm not sure even from that. It could be any city now. Any city has. So the Rambam does not mention this din of Ari Yisrael being a din of Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael is defined by outside Yerushalayim. Who said any other cities included in this Kedushas Yisrael? So it's Machlok
Rashi. Started in Yeshua ben Nun days.
It's the Kedushas art started in Yeshua ben Nun. But let's say I have a city, a new city that's built now that didn't exist in Yeshua ben Nun.
Still we have the Kedusha.
Lechor, it should have the same, yeah. So, but this Machlok Rashi told us, what about other cities? Do other cities have the status of Kedushas Yisrael? So Mitzora is not allowed to enter within the Machane Yisrael. So let's say he does. So he's Pater. Rashi explains, Pater mi Malkos de lo yitamu es Machaneim. Whenever there's a lav, if the punishment is not mentioned by the Pasuk, the Stam punishment is Malkos. So it says, there's a lav here. It says, lo yitamu es Machaneim. You cannot contaminate. You cannot be mitame your camps. And he walked into the camp. He's still Pater. Why is he Pater? He should be Chayv. So the Gemara explains, Shenemar badad yashav michutz lemachaneh. Moshe v'abadad, he should be sitting alone by himself outside the machnos. So that's an asay. The pasuk skip the parentheses. Hakosuv niskol asay. The pasuk turns it into asay. So a lava nitek la asay. We have a lava that can be nitek, that can be fixed with an asay. Afterwards, you do not get malchus. It's a special tour in the punishment. So there's an asay to go sit outside. You enter the walls, go back outside, go sit outside by yourself, and that asay exempts him from the punishment. So the Gemara explains now. Esive mitzora. And Mitzor who enters the Mechita where he's not supposed to go, Barbam. Barbam is reference to 40, the 40 lashes that a Malkus person can get. So we see here, this argues on what we just said before. If Chista says, you do not get Malkus, you're Potter, because it's Asay Nit Lav Nitek Laasay. But here there's a Brisa. If Chista can't argue in a Brisa, the Brisa says you actually do get Malkus when a Mitzor enters the Mechita.
It says Arba'im Chaserechad, no? It just, sorry? Normally it says Arba'im Chaserechad, no?
Well, that's the halacha, but they oftentimes it just says Arba'im. Yeah. Mitzora, so Zavim, the Zavos, Shenichnasu Lefnim, Mechitasam. A Zav and Zav, if they're Manat Machneb, where they cannot enter in, let's say they enter the Mechita where they're not allowed to go in, they also get Arba'im. And Vitame Meis, Mutter, Likonis Lamachnal Via. A Time Meis is allowed to enter the Machnal Via, that inner camp. Not only someone, a person who's alive, but touches and becomes Tumas Meis, Amru Ela Filu Meis Asma. Even a person, even dead body itself may be there. Shenemar Vaikach Moshe's Asmos Yosef Imo. That Moshe carried the bones of Yosef up to Torah Darat Yisrael. Imo b'mechitaso. Within Moshe, Moshe was in. He was a Levi. He was in Machna Leviah. He brought the actual Meis within Machna Leviah. So this is the steer. So Rashi just points out here, this is the last narrow line in Rashi, Zov, Mechitaso Harbais. He cannot enter the Harbais. He's allowed to be in Machane Yisrael, but not Harbais. He can't go in the inner two Machanos. To also Likarnes B'Machane Leviyah Kidila Kaman. Shekoa Tameim Eim Mishalchen El Min Azar B'Levada. Every person who's Tamei cannot enter the Azar. That's the status quo. For any, the default is you can't enter the Azar. Beyond that, Chutz Mizov Balkari. The Zav Balkari has an extra chumrah that they're mishtalchen af meharabais. They cannot enter the harabais, which is equivalent to the Machna Leviah. And if it's Sora is on top of that even, mishalech af mimachna Yisrael, the Hainu Kol Ir. So those are three different levels.
So Mitzorah.
Mitzorah gets sent out all three. Balkari and Zav get sent out two of them. And everybody.
What is Zav?
So Zav is the psuk. It's, I'm not sure exactly how to explain it, but it's what a balkari. It's a different than a balkari. The psukim and Gemara explains this.
Zav is with blood, though.
No. The zava, for a woman, she sees nida and zava. Nida is when she sees blood when she's supposed to on the regular cycle. Zava when she doesn't see it. Now a zav is a balkari. It looks like about slightly different than what shifchazer looks like.
It's a secretion that he has.
But why a person will announce that he's tameh?
He may announce it, but that's if he's an honest guy, he's tameh, and that's he has to keep those halachas.
But zav is it's like a sickness. It's like an infection or something.
Right.
It's a UTI, like a urinary tract infection.
Uh-huh. I don't know what that means.
No, I'm saying it's something that it's nothing to do with.
Okay, so says the Gemara now. So we see this machlokas. Rav Chista says a mitzvah who enters the mechitza is patim malchus, and the Brisa says yechayv malchus. So the Gemara says tanaihi. It's really machlokas tanaihi. Rav Chista actually.
What's the stira?
See whether you get malchus, whether mitzvah who enters the mechitza gets malchus. Rav Chista says patim malchus, and the first line of the Brisa right after the Esive says mitzvah shenichnas lefinim mechitza. So ba'arbam gets 40 malchus.
Okay.
So do you get malchus or do you not? So the Gemara answers tanaihi. It's really a machlokas tanaim. The Tanya Badad Yashav Levado. So he sits by himself. Yashav Shelo Yihei Tmeim Acherim Yoshun Imo. The pasuk Badad Yashav Levado is used to teach me that the Mitzora sits by himself. No one else is in the same camp as him. Yachal Yezavin Mitmei Mesim Mishalchin Lamachna Achas. One may think, well, maybe the Zav and the Tumas Meis, so okay, fine, the Mitzor gets sent out somewhere else. But maybe Tumas Meis and the Zav, all the other Tumas should be in the same Machane. Tamalomar Veloi Tamus Machanehem. That you should not contaminate the various camps, which implies, Litein Machane Lezeh U Machane Lezeh. They give a separate camp to the people of the Tumas Meis and a separate camp to the Zavim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einot Tzarech. You don't need that. Harehu Omer already says, "Vayishalchu mina machane kol tzaruah v'chol zav v'chol tumas nefesh." You're supposed to send away the tzaruah, send away the zav, send away tumas nefesh. Yomar Tumas Meis. It should have simply said Tumas Meis. Why did it have to go through all the different Tumas? Just say Tumas Meis. Ve'al Yomar Tumei Zav. Don't say Tumei Zav. Because you could have learned it. Vani Yomar, I would have learned as follows. Tumei Meisim Mishalchin Zavin Lo Kol Shekein. Once I'm telling me that the Pasuk tells me that Tumas Meis gets sent out, it's a Kal V'chomer because the Zav is more Chomer. We'll see later on why, but the Zav is more Chomer than Tumas Meis. So why does the Pasuk have to mention Zav? So Lama Nemar Zav, it must be Litain Lo Machin Ashnia. It must be Zav is mentioned to give it its own unique, exclusive camp. The Yomar Zav, so then the Pasuk should have said Zav. Va Yomar Mitzara. Don't mention Mitzara. Va Ani Yomar. I would have concluded as follows. Zav and Mishalchin Mitzara Lo Kol Shekein. If the Zav gets sent out, isn't it even more obvious that Mitzara should be sent out as well because the Mitzara is more Machmir?
So
Lama, what?
So what all the women do? That's, you know, they have the time that they leave it outside the machane.
No, for a nida only has to be outside machane shechina. Only the base of Migdash they can't enter. So lama nemar mitzor. Why does the pasuk say mitzor? Mitzor could have been learned out from azov. Litein lo machane shlishis to give the mitzor yet a third machane. So kshu omer bodan yashav hakosav nistok laseh. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he learns the different camps from the fact that it says zov and mitzor in the pasuk. So he has available the words, the pasuk, Badad Yashav is extra. So Badad Yashav comes to be to Nistuk Ase, to become a lav anitek laase, to fix a lav. According to the first opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Huda, he used Badad Yashav to teach me that Matur has its own camp. Once it's used to teach me that Matur has its own camp, you cannot use Badad Yashav also to be an ase, mitzvah ase. A pasuk of words can only teach us one thing, can't teach us two things. So we see Machlokas, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, whether the words Badad Yashav is an assay or not an assay. If it's an assay, so you don't get Malkus, because the assay fixed the lav. If it's not an assay, so there's nothing fixed in the lav, and then you would have to get Malkus in the lav of entering the Machanos. And that's how the Gemara concludes the Machlokas Tanaim here. Now there's an interesting Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlow we spoke about last week. He's one of the Achronim who writes on the Rasags. Rav Sadi goes to Sefer Mitzvot. So he raised the following Chakira. This din of sending out of the Machanos, is it sending out of the Machanos, is that a Chiv Yachid or Chovas Tzibor? Is it an obligation on an individual who's the Mitzora? Does he have the obligation of sending himself out? Or is it Tzibor? Does Basin have the obligation to ensure that he leaves the Machanos? So one afkamin is whether a Katan has to be sent out. There's Machlokis in the Midrashim and the Rambam doesn't mention it. What's an afkamina? So if it's a chovas yachid, ketanim are pturim for all mitzvahs. They would have no obligation to go out. But if it's a chovas tzibur, to ensure that there's no tumah inside, the tzibur would have to make sure. So Rav Yechim Fisher Perlow says, from our sugya, there's a diyak that it's a chovas yachid. Because the din of that lav anitek la'asei, then an asei could fix a lav, could only work if the asei is a chovas yachid. My individual asei, it could fix my individual lav. But if the asei is a chovas tzibur, that can fix my lav, therefore he thinks from this, or maybe this very machlokas, whether it's an asei, whether the asei is a nitek la'asei, or that lav is nitek la'asei, is taloi on whether or not the asei is a chovas yachid or chovas tzibur. Now the Rama mentions the halacha. He only brings down that you only get a lav for entering this machane mikdash. The only law that says entering machane mikdash. He does mention the halacha that a mitzora may not enter all three machanas, but he doesn't say he gets a lav for it. He just says one has to leave all three machanas, but he doesn't say there's a lav to go into the third machane. There's only a lav going into the most inner machane, the machane mikdash. So he says he calls it machane mikdash shehu makum hashchina. So they all bothered, all the Achronim are bothered. Why does Rambam not mention the lav to enter even the Machane Yisrael for the Mitzorah? So Kesem Mishnah says, oh, you know what? When the Rambam says Machane Mikdash, he means Machane Mekudash. Any Machane that's Mekudash, even that of Har Bayis, Yerushalayim, is going to be Makom Mekudash. The lav davka Makom Mikdash. The Achronim are bothered, though. He says Makom Mikdash and then defines it as Makom Ashchina. Makom Ashchina is only Makom Mikdash. It can't be Har Bayis, it can't be Yerushalayim. So they're bothered by this explanation of the Kesem Mishnah. So therefore, the sefer called Masis Melech says as follows. You know the reason why the Mitzora cannot enter the different Machanos? It's because he cannot enter the Makom Mikdash. That's the ikkar reason, the Makom Mikdash, he contaminates the Makom Mikdash. So if that old concern is because of the Makom Mikdash, the Makom Shechina, why then did the Pasuk say you can't enter the Machan Levia, you can't enter the Machan Yisrael? So he explains as follows. It's a Siag D'Raisa. Siagim are usually a fence made of Chachamim to safeguard a mitzvah. Sometimes we find that the Torah itself creates a safeguard to safeguard a mitzvah. So So in this case, the Isra, the Mitzvah, entering Machane Levia and to enter Machane Yisrael is there simply to safeguard the Makom Mikdash. So you're right, the Iker Isra is to enter Machane Mikdash, but the other camps were added on to safeguard. So Rav Yosef Engel has a famous piece where he lists through a number of Siagim Deraisa. What's an example of a Siag Deraisa? Tosefa Shabbos. So according to some, there's a Rashi in Sefer Bereishis we're coming up in a few weeks. Rashi writes, why do we have Tosefa Shabbos to start Shabbos earlier? Because we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. So there's a Chiv Deraisa, according to some Rishonim, to start Shabbos earlier to make sure we're not Mechal Shabbos. Another example is Bishul Basar B'Chalav. What's wrong with Bishul Basar B'Chalav? Because you might eat Basar B'Chalav. The real Isser is to eat Basar B'Chalav. The Bishul is simply to safeguard you from eating the Basar B'Chalav. So a number of types of Siagim Deraisa that exist. I don't know if he quotes this as one of the opinions, but according to the Achronim's explanation of the Rambam, this would turn out to be a Siag Deraisa. Okay, so the bottom of the Gemara now, Amun Aleph, says, my Chumrah de Zav. We said before that Zav was more Machmir than that of Tumas Meis. Where do we find that Zav is more Machmir than Tumas Meis? So again, my Chumrah de Zav mitame Meis. Shekein Tuma Yotze Alav Migufa. Because the Zav comes from the person himself, it's more inherent to the body, it seems to be more Machmir than Tumas Meis, which comes from something external to the body. Adirabba, no, the opposite is true. Tame Meis Chumr. Tumas Meis is more Machmir. Shekein Taon Hazah Shlishi Vishvi. Tumas Meis is the only Tuma that requires sprinkling of the ashes of the Efer Apara, a paraduma, on the third and seventh day of the Tara process. No other tuma requires that. So tuma's mace is actually more machmir than that of Zav. So Amar Kra, Tameh v'chol Tameh, the Rabbos Tameh Sheretz. The pasuk before that we are bringing says all Tameh. Why did it say v'chol Tameh? What's v'chol coming to include? V'chol Tameh comes to include even that of a Tameh Sheretz. Tameh Sheretz is very low level type of tuma. And it's on that we're saying the Zav is more chomer than Mitameh Sheretz. You're right, Zav is not more machmer than Tumas Meis. Ain't a chanami. So a Sheretz is a type of bug, insect, of different types. If a person touches it, he becomes Tameh. He's Tameh for one day, he goes to the mikvah, and that's it. So
if I kill the fly,
but it's only the Sheretzim that listed in the Torah.
Exactly, so I'm not sure which types of Sheretzim there are. I don't know what they translate to our time.
Is it a grasshopper or is it a kosher?
Different types. They have, if it has the appropriate simanim, it can be. But we don't have that mesorah anymore. Yes. We don't know which ones are. So we say, the pasuk when it says v'chol tameh, it really included in that tumas meis, it's also including sheretz. And when the Gemara said that we're going to learn zav from a kal v'chomer, it's not from the tumas meis, because the tumas meis is more machmir. We're rather learning zav from that of tumas sheretz. Umay chumrah. So what's the chumrah of zav from that of tumas sheretz? Kida amran, like we said before, that the zav, the tumah of the zav, is yote megufo, comes from the body itself. Ad the rabbi, the gemara says the opposite is really true. Sheretz chumrah shekein metami ba'onis. If a person accidentally, against his will, was forced to touch the sheretz, he didn't want to, but it came upon him, he's still going to become tame, even though it was onis. Amre, you're going to say the same thing, ki agavna. Amrei Kiya Ganu, when it comes to, exactly. Shekei Mitami Bonus. The Gemara says, no, Amrei Kiya Gavna Zav Nami Mitami Mace. When it comes to Zav, also Zav can become Tame, even though it was Ones. Kidamar Kidur of Huna, the Amr of Huna, Ria Rishona, Shel Zav Mitami Bonus. So the din of a Zav is a Zav has to see this thing three times. Become considered a Zav. Now, the first time he sees this, it comes out of his body, it's the same din as a Baal Keri, Sheikh Hazera. The very first time he's considered Sheikh Hazera, then he sees it two other times, then he becomes a Zav. So the din of seeing Sheikh Hazera, Baal Keri, even if it happens Be'ones, he's going to become Tameh. So the very first time of the Zav, the first Ri'ah, will have the same din as a Baal Keri, Be'ones as well. So they actually are equated. There's no Chumrah that the Sheretz has over that of a Zav. They both are Tameh the first time with Ones. So what's the Chumrah? The Chumrah is that a Zav is Yotzei Megufo. Masha'in came when it comes to the Mitzvah, it's not Yotzei Megufo.
So much Sheretz.
From the Sheretz to the Zav. The Zav and Sheretz. Now, about Baal Keri, the interesting things come up about Baal Keri. I think we still have time to discuss Baal Keri a little bit here. So, two notes are pointed out. The Rambam says that in the Midbar, they kept the dinim of three machanas in the Midbar. Machne Mikdash, Machne Mishkan, the Machne Levi, Machne Israel. And according to this, that we just learned that Baal Keren Azov may not be in Machne Levi. They have to go to Machne Israel, they're allowed, but they can't be in the Makom Mikdash, they can't be Machne Levi. So who lived in Machne Levi? The Levim lived in Machne Levi. So the Shaila the Acharim ask is, how is it possible that the Levim were able to have Tashmi Shamita? How were they able to have relations if they were always Baal Keri? And Baal Keri cannot be in the Machne Levi, they always have to be outside. How is that permitted?
I asked that question to Rav Weinberger because we learned the halachas of Shlichus Mina Machen. So I also had the same question. It's like, the second you have relations, you have to be outside.
Yep. So the Meshech Chachma answers and says as follows. When it says Levim were in Machne Levi, the Levim were there in regards to doing the Shmiras HaMikdash, Shmiras HaMishkan. They were watching it, performing the Shmira. But their tents and where they lived were actually in Machne Israel, he writes. So that's how he gets out of that issue.
And what did Rav Avraham said?
I'm sorry?
And what did Rav Avraham say?
He said that they had houses, special houses. I don't know what they... But that was a long time ago. It was like a year and a half ago. Something he mentioned that they had special places, but I, maybe it meant the same thing that they lived outside.
Right, it's made that idea.
When they do avodah,
right,
they were exactly. Living. The rest is
machanes. Yeah.
Now the other shada, very halachah ma'isa comes up is what's the status of the kosam arabi? What's the kotel? Is the kotel, is that considered the? Is that the from the azara or is that from the harabais? That was the shaila that Achram dealt with. So if everyone's considered Tameh now, or if someone, everyone's considered Baal Keri, or if not everyone, but when you're considered Baal Keri, are you allowed to touch the walls? If the wall is that of the Azara, you're not allowed to. Because the Baal Keri can't touch the wall of the Azara. If it's, however, and even Tumas Meis also, he can't touch the walls of the Azara. But if it's simply the Kosel of the Harbias, then one may touch the Harbias. Machlokas Avnei Nezer versus the Chai Adam, where exactly what was this wall, the Kosel Maravi, whether that was the Azara or whether that was the Harbias.
I think nowadays it's no Shaila, it's the Harbias.
I think it's clear they say.
It was built by Hordus, it wasn't
right.
Even built
I think
by,
that's what they say, it's pretty clear that it's not. I think there are still some who are Machmir because of the Mesorah that we weren't sure, we lost the Mesorah, so they're still not sure that therefore one should not touch it. I think some may not touch it for that reason. But this is a general issue, whether or not something that we lost the Mesorah from, can you bring historical proof to bring it back? So a big example is Tcheles. We lost the Mesorah of Tcheles. Now they bring wonderful proofs that this is the right thing, based on the Gemara Menachos, exactly the way it is. But is that enough of proof? It's a big Machlokas Poskim. The Brisker Rav was against this. He said you cannot bring back some Mesorah that we lost based on historical proof. Others say, why not? What do you mean? If it matches exactly what Chazal told us that Tcheles looks, exactly the way the Kosam Maravi was, you can bring it back based on historical evidence.
Does anybody make a difference between Asi and Lotase to bring back a Mesorah? Because Tcheles is not so terrible because you basically it's an Asi, which so if it's not Tcheles, it's still Yotze, but Lotase could be a much bigger problem.
Well, there is the issue with the Tcheles. The downside is as follows: the halacha is that let's say you don't have Tcheles, you have let's say just blue tzitzis. So then the halach is your talis, your beggar has to be the same color as your tzitzis. They can't be different
it's
colors.
It's all tcheles.
Well, even any color, you can't have any colors in your tzitzis unless your beggar is that color. So it has to be white and white. But if I have a blue... The beggar, the talis.
But one second, if people who wear now those tcheles, they have to have tcheles in the beggar also?
No, they don't have. If it's real tcheles, you don't have to have the same color.
Oh, I understand.
If it's not, then you have to have... It's Rama says you have to have... Uh-huh. So some say... It's just a chumrah of the Ramah, so it's not the biggest deal. If it's wrong tcheles, it's better to have the suffix of being yotze mitzvah derais of tcheles than having that chumrah of not having it inconsistent in terms of the colors. That's the only downside, I believe.
But it's an easy question.
What? I'm not passing any shadows. You know, plenty of big people who do wear tcheles.
You should buy a. You should buy that. Tie it to your shirt.
Okay, says the Gemara now, three lines from the top. My Chumrah, we only have 10 minutes, a little bit more over 10 minutes. My Chumrah. So what is the Chumrah of the Mitzvah? We said before the Mitzvah is more Machmer than the Zav. What's the Chumrah? Shekein ton Priya Ufrima. That Mitzvah has to let that Priya, means let his hair grow long, and Prima, which I think like ripping the clothing. That's a Chumrah that exists by Mitzvah more so than by Zav. And that's why the Gemara said before, Pasuk should have just said Zav, and you could learn Mitzvah from a Kal v'Chomer. Why does it say an additional chumrah it has? Says the Gemara, also b'tash b'shamita. So those are the three chumrahs that a mitzvah has over that of a zav. Ad rabba zav chumrah. Zav is more chumrah. Shekein metami mishkav v'moshe v'metami kli charis b'esem. Din of a zav is the zav sits down on a a couch or lies down on a bed. So now if someone else were to touch this bed that he's sitting on, so that person would become tamei, and also the begadim that person's wearing will also become tamei. It will, in essence, make the person touching the bed into an avatuma for that moment. And avatuma could make even kalim, even begadim tamei. That's a chumrah that exists by a zav. And also klicheres behesep, which is a type of tumah that normally klicheres, this pottery type of material, ceramic material, can only become tamei if you touch inside it. Yeah. If you touch outside, you're not tamei. But if tumas hesed, which according to at least Rashi will say, if you cause this klicheres to move, cause it to move, even though you don't necessarily touch it, but moving it, that will also be metami the klicheres. That's something unique to a zav. So you see there are chumras that exist by a zav, not that do not exist by a mitzvah. So the Gemara says,
Zav should announce that he's zav. Was there are implications for the tzibur?
See, yes, exactly, because he's not only affecting himself.
Why should he say I'm the implication of the tzibur?
Everywhere he goes, everything he touches, it affects everybody else. So he's be a michshal for everybody.
That's madras, right? Tumas madras. Is that
sitting down on the things? Yeah.
Okay.
It says the Gemara. So we see actually zav is more machmir than that of a mitzvah. So Amar Krav, Zav, V'chol Zav, the Pasuk says. What's V'chol Zav coming to teach me? L'rabos Balkari. So when we said that Mitzvah is more machmir than a Zav, it didn't really mean more machmir than a Zav. It meant the other reference in the Pasuk, that Mitzvah is more chomer than a Balkari. My chomer, what's the chomer? Kedamer, like we already mentioned that. It's also B'tashra Demita, and the Priya, and the Prima. Gemara says, Adrabba, Balkari chomer, Shekei Mitami B'mashu. Balkari is more machmir than a Mitzvah. A Mitzvah requires a shear. I think Rashi tells us what the shear is. So Rashi b'Mashu, it says kigain chardel pachs mikan. A balkari, even the smallest amount of shifcha zera that comes out is going to be mitami the person. But maseches nida umitzora shir kigris b'toraskan. It needs a shir of a gris, that amount. So we see that the shir is larger for mitzora. So we see there's a chumra that exists by a balkari. So Gemara says, no, Savar la Rabbi Nosan. No, this Gemara holds like Rabbi Nosan, the Tanya Rabbi Nosan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmov, Zov Tzar Kichasim as Pia Amma. You don't need a shear of a culture, you need a certain amount that covers the Pia Amma. And therefore, both of them require shear. There's no Chumr of a Balkari, there's only a Chumr of a Mitzora. Says Gemara, V'lo holdu lo Chachamim. The Chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Nosan, but Rabbi Nosan himself had this opinion. He had the right to have an opinion. So Balkari, in fact, did have a shear. Now, once we have that, the itzkish lay balkari lezav, and through that we have a hekesh to zav, to teach us what. Rabbi Nosson is referring to a zav, that a zav requires a shir chasimis piya ha'ama. Through the hekesh of zav to balkari, we could extend that also to a balkari. Also requires a shir of chasimis piya ha'ama. So it turned out that balkari in fact has a shir, just like mitzora has a shir. So says the Gemara. Well, now we learned a limud. V'chol tamei comes to include a sheretz, and v'chol zav comes to include balkari. So, what is v'chol tsarul amli? Why is it? What's v'chol coming to include? Aidi the k'siv kol zav k'siv nami kol tsarua. The pasuk wanted to be consistent. It said kol tamei. It said kol zav. So let it also say kol tsarua. But there's no real limud there. And that's a very interesting tosfos here. About this concept, I guess we'll read it quickly. Iskesh balkari lezav, hacham mashmir balkari nami mitami mitam ria. In general, in types of tumas, there are two types of tumas. There's a category of tumas ria, that which you see and makes you tame, and tumas maga, that which you touch. So let's say, for example, nida is typically tumas ria. Woman sees blood, she becomes tame. A tumas zav is when he sees zav, he's tame. Tumas mace, tumas nevela, tumas sheretz are touching things. How do you categorize tumas keri? So according to this, Tos says it's tumas riyah. He goes on to read the rest of it, like the very second to last line. He says, alma mashma hosam mitamir negia tamir. So he says the Gemara Nida seems to imply it's tumas maga. So there's a big machlokas in the Gemaras, it sounds like, in a machlokas rishonim, whether or not the balkari is considered tumas maga. Are you tamei because when the shechva zer comes out, it touches the body, and therefore it's tumas maga? Or no, because the person sees it, he becomes because of tumas ria. And there are nafkaminas, but that's for another time. Says the Gemara, halfway down, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir, Ka'amar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had a very good response to Rabbi Yehuda. What was the response? What's this in reference to? So this is calling about, how did we know all the different machnos when it came to Azov, when it came to Mitzvah? How did we know all these things? So again, Rabbi Shimon said that you don't need the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda learned Badar Yashav, that the Mitzvah sits outside the camps. And Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need Badar Yashav to teach me that. Because the pasuk already says, V'yishalchu min ha-machna kol tzeru, v'chol zov, v'chol tamei l'nefesh. So why does it have to list all these different things? You can learn from Kal Vachomer. The fact that it listed each individual thing implied that they each had their individual machna. That is a very good response Rabbi Shimon had to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, how is Rabbi Yehuda going to respond? Hahu mibayle, that's needed for the following. L'chidatanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yachal dachal zavin umitzara'in v'nich nesuli azara v'pesach ha-babatuma yachal yuchayivim. You might think, let's say, on a Pesach, where Rov Tzibur is Tamei, Rov Tzibur is Tumas Meis, and they're performing the Tumah, they're performing the Pesach while they're in Tamei. And then the Zavim and Mitzurim push their way into the Azara. Well, since we pushed away the Din of Tumas Meis, maybe they should also be, maybe they're going to be Chayiv though, since it's not pushed off for them, it's only pushed off for Tumas Meis, maybe Yachol Yechayavim. Why is he connecting all these shluch machanos? The shah should tmei mesim mishalchin, the times when tmei mes is sent out of the machanos, that's the same time that zavin mitzoran mishalchin as well. However, ain't tmei mesim mishalchin, ain't zavin mitzoran mishalchin. But the times, for example, Erev Pesach, when it's brought, when Rov Tibur is tmei mes, when the tmei mes is not chayv to be sent out, the zavin mitzoran also not obligated to leave the camps. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Mar. Zov, v'chol zov, l'rabos balkeri. So as we said above, the word v'chol comes to include a balkeri in terms of the machnos, that just like a zov has to be outside machna levia, so too balkeri has to be outside machna levia. Misayalei, this comes to support l'Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mechilos lo niskadshu. The different tunnels were not niskadish. And a second halacha, he says, according to Rashi, these are two independent halachas. Others think they're actually very connected, but Rashi says they're two independent halachas. The second thing Rabbi Yochanan said was, "Ubalkari mishalei chutz l'shosh shei machanos." They were sent out, the two different machanos. This supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that the chol zov comes to include, a balkari is also sent out, the shei machanos.
When it says mechilas l'nitash, this is in Harabai, or this is in the midbar?
Under the Azara, yeah, in Harabai. There's a lot to speak about the tunnels.
Right.
A lot of halachlamaisa, a lot of discussion in Shonim. Is it that there's no kedusha at all, or maybe there's no kedusha azara, but maybe there's a lower level kedusha? Can you be yotzei achilas kachim in these mechilas, or can you be yotzei shchitas kachim? A lot to talk about in the mechilas. So the Gemara asks the following question. If it's really true that Baal Keri gets sent out to Machanos, Meisive, Baal Keri k'mage sheretz. The Brisa says, Baal Keri is equal to mage sheretz, touching a sheretz. So my lab, in regards to which halacha, are they comparable? Is it not l'machanosam? Compared to the Machanos, the sheretz only has to be outside Machanos Shechina. But Tamei sheretz may be Machanos Levia. The Brisa connects Baal Keri to Mage Sheretz. Does it not imply that Baal Keri is also allowed to be in Machane Shniyah against the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Where it says, lo, l'tumasan, in regards to the Tumah, they both have the same type of Tumah. That Gemara says, l'tumasan, haitumas erev k'sibbe, haitumas erev k'sibbe. You don't need a Brisa to compare it to. Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that a Sheretz is Tamei for one day, and a Tumas Baal Keri is Tamei for one day as well. This is the first Pasuk. You don't need the Brisa to compare the two. It must be, what's the only thing left? It must be that they're compared in terms of the machanos, that they both only have to be outside machane shechina, but they can be machane levia. Again, it's a question to Rabbi Yochanan. The word says, lo, li'olam l'tumasim, really in regard to the tumah. V'hayit k'mashim lo'am, d'bal keri k'mage sheretz. They're comparable, meaning, ma mage sheretz mitame bonus, not in terms of how long it's tame, that's the first in the pasuk, in terms of how it gets tame. Just like a mage sheretz is tame even bonus, even though it's really forced upon the guy, he's going to still become a sheretz. If he touches the sheretz, ah, ba keri mitame bonus, even though it became onus, something he ate, something he drank caused it to come out, nothing on his own will, you're still going to become tame, ba keri, just like tumas sheretz. Okay, so we'll stop here and pick up.